Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the Luke Pete Show. It's a Monday and it is the 27th of February, which is a date that really sticks in my head, but not very well because I don't know what it pertains to.
It's not your birthday, is it?
No.
Yeah, your birthday's in April, isn't it?
It's my dad's birthday on the 3rd. 70!
Wow!
70.
Great.
Refuses to celebrate it. So
you're not going to do anything to mark it?
Nope.
Send him a fancy wrap?
I was going to turn up. I'm just going to drive up because I said, look, why don't we book a little Airbnb in York?
Oh,
I think
nice.
Just jump in a taxi.
Yeah.
Get down. We'll just stay in the Airbnb for the weekend and we'll celebrate my dad's 70th. But he gave that idea short shrift. So now I've got to drive fucking 5 hours instead of meeting us halfway.
Is York halfway?
No. Even then, I was driving for 4 hours.
What was the reason for him not wanting to celebrate?
Because he's a bellend.
Is your mum, do we detect your mum's doing in all this? She doesn't want to do anything odd, does
no,
she?
No, it's a bit. I think he used to make her do stuff, but she doesn't. So, yeah, it's just a bit of a... They just don't do anything. Is anybody else out there? I'm sure other people out there have the same sort of situation, I think.
The more I go on, the more I feel like really fortunate to have my parents because they're quite sensible, quite liberal. They like doing stuff. They go on holiday. Like, I'm going down to go for lunch with them later this week and they're up for it. They book it. They're like, yeah, we'll go here. It'll be great.
Yeah.
And they... Do theatre stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't vote for Brexit. It's like it's good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to see I'm going to the theatre tomorrow evening.
Are you really?
What I'm going to go and see The Meatloaf Bow of Hell.
You being serious? Who are you going with?
Who am I going with? Sarah.
Why are you going?
She's got free tickets. I could bet out of hell, I'll be gone till the morning.
That's better there than what it will be like.
I don't know what it, I mean it's
but if, I mean,
I can't believe
I don't want to be rude, but if someone offered me free tickets, I would say no.
But I'll go and it'll be brilliant. You know what these things are like. We get sniffy about them, and we go and it's like, that was fucking brilliant.
You are right.
Guaranteed it'll be brilliant.
The people who.
But right now I'm going.
Why are we doing this? The people who perform on the West End stage are, without question and without exception, incredible.
Yeah.
They're so talented.
Every last one of them.
And you sometimes, in this kind of job, we go up on stage and we do what we do and sometimes we go and do these kind of shows and people like the shows and they're popular and you go, oh, you must be, yeah, you start to seduce yourself sometimes to think you're quite talented. Then you go and watch that and you go, fucking hell.
Brilliant. We try to block out a song that had four verses in it. Me, you, Marcus and Jim. And Jim fucked that up in Leeds.
I didn't. It was actually Sheffield.
Sheffield.
Yeah.
Right. I fucked that story up, didn't I?
I never fucked up.
I never fucked up, mate.
The only regret
I never fucked up then. Fine.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Good.
The only regret I have about that tour is you not letting me be in that vape shop in Northampton. I was talking about coils and you dragged me out of there.
You and your coils.
Anyway, it's the Luke and Pete Show.
It is.
There's only one place to start. Actually, no, there isn't only one place to start. The main event we're going to come on to in a second. But before we do that, eagle-eared listeners. Eagle-eared? Wolf-eared listeners, if you like.
Are eagles like wolves? Can you see their optic nerve if you look through their ear?
Can you?
You certainly can
with a wolf.
Owls. Sorry, not wolves, owls.
Fucking, why'd you make it so hard for me?
Well, why would I compare an eagle to a wolf?
You just did.
You couldn't remember the down with the sickness.
Oh, no, that was embarrassing.
Last week.
I'm pleased. I'm actually quite gutted that wasn't edited out because that's not really good for my personal brand. But anyway, we are going to come to the main event in a minute. But, eagle-eared, wolf-eared, whatever-eared, cat-eared listeners will remember.
Dog-eared.
Dog-eared. There you go, dog-eared.
I'm a dog-eared listener.
Yeah. We'll remember that last week, Peter made a remarkable claim.
right.
on the show as it pertained to his dog and mm. not eating chocolate, that it was difficult to take his dog for a walk around Easter mm. because you, quote, always find chocolate in the street.
Always chocolate in the street.
I never thought that was a thing.
Yeah.
And then, so we put a poll out on the Luke and Pete Show Twitter account, at Luke and Pete Show, saying, is Pete right? And you'll be pleased to know, Peter, mm. the options were yes, Pete's right, and no, Pete's mad again.
Right.
How many percentage vote do you reckon no, Pete's not right, he's mad again got?
I reckon I'm 60% right.
Okay, you're 16% right.
Am I?
83% of people said you're mad.
They
never see chocolate
in the street.
Yeah.
They're not looking down close enough.
I think we should get people to, we should brief people now when Easter comes around.
Yeah.
Look more closely at the street.
And you will see.
And then we'll run another poll.
More chalky at your feet.
Do you remember when you said that you trusted the street?
I trust the street, yeah.
Do our listeners know that story?
Possibly. I just said that I would, were we talking about legal highs? I think we're talking about herbal highs.
You're
something.
Not going to tell it right, because the way you told it was so
right.
funny.
Right.
It was, we were in Naples and we're out on the piss.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the propensity for young people these days to take legal highs.
Yeah.
And I was being belligerent on purpose, mm. saying, oh, the youth of today, you know, what, haven't even got the nuts to have a proper illegal drug, et cetera, mm. et cetera, as a joke, which all the young people around me thought was very boring, I'm sure. And then you said, in a quite a whimsical way, looking out the window of a taxi, right, why would you trust the pharmaceutical industry anyway? I trust the street.
I do. I've always said that.
And it was so good. Everyone just thought it was so good.
On my Lime bike.
Yeah. It was brilliant, mate. And do you still trust the street?
I still trust the street.
Not when there's chocolate on it.
Not with the influx of fentanyl.
No, exactly. No. That's not a problem in the UK, though, is it?
I don't know.
I thought it was more of a US thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably. Big country, innit?
Big opioid
crisis. It's a big
crisis.
Country.
Big opioid crisis. Anyway, so that was the intro. That was mm. the flim flam. That was the Twitter poll. That mm. was the flotsam and jetsam of the conversational tide,
yeah.
if you like.
Do you want me to throw a little something in there for two minutes?
Go for it.
I went to a passing out parade of a police dog.
Fucking hell. For fuck's sake.
Last week I went to a passing out parade for a police dog.
First of all, what does that mean?
Police dogs have to be trained.
They pass their training.
They pass their training.
But they get a dedicated day.
And they get a day where the chief inspector comes down and they do a little display. And a DJ plays some tunes for them, and they just sort of, they do a passing out parade, like Police Academy.
That's brilliant. But do they not have the same day as the actual police officers? They have their own day?
They have their own day for the dogs.
How
yeah.
many dogs?
I think there was six dogs passing out.
That's brilliant.
There's one dog that was being real naughty.
That's brilliant.
So they'll have men running around with those bits of carpet around their arms.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the dogs will jump up and grab
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's great.
There was one man who... ran around dressed as Spider-Man, which I don't think was really part of it, to be honest. I think he was just trying to entertain the kids who were down there. One man with a gun, waving a gun around, shooting it. Bang, bang, bang in the air. And the dog takes him down.
How does the dog take him down?
Just by going for his arm.
Fuck, that's so
Always
cool.
Always the arm.
There was an Alan Partridge montage on one of his shows about that, and it was really good.
It's good stuff. But yeah, they did the passing out parade. Sarah is a patron of that charity, and she like tweets about it and Instagrams about it and stuff. But we had met this dog a few times that she named. She named one of the dogs.
All right.
So her...
What did she name him?
A TV presenter does history stuff. I don't really recognise him. Another person who does Formula One. Another person who also does Formula One. And another person who does... Q out of James Bond.
Ben Whishaw.
No, who's the other one?
John Cleese.
Who's Q?
John Cleese.
No,
it is John
who's
Cleese.
The boss? Who's the boss of James Bond?
Judi Dench.
Judi Dench is one of them.
M. She's M.
Well, it's fucking letters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking why choose why are you
like
ones?
This? Why are you like this?
But she was there. She wasn't there at the passing out parade, but she was there at the first bit.
I thought she's having trouble with her sight, isn't she?
She was. She's very, very doddery and old now, but yeah. She seemed pretty nice. And
she's a dame. She's a dame
she's
with
a dame.
Her realm.
But she named one of the dogs. It was a very nice day. And so now, a year later, finished all its training.
Yeah,
it goes out there and does its thing. Apparently, City Airport. I was talking to this guy. I was basically finding out how to evade security dogs. One of the policemen.
It's just for a thing I'm working on.
This is a project I'm working on. Yeah. I was saying apparently to be nice to the retired police dogs, right? City Airport has started allowing retired dogs to have a day at work.
Oh,
because
nice.
Like you never forget what to do when you're a police dog.
Yeah, how do you tell them they've retired?
Exactly.
You can't.
And so they have a nice day. But I was thinking, but if they've retired and they find something, is that legally admissible as evidence?
Well, I want paying.
Exactly. Because, yeah. I mean, they're not necessarily working anymore, so they're not...
I never really thought about that. I suppose also, like...
They'd have to get another dog to check it out to make it legally admissible, I reckon.
This is a genuine question. If you were blind and you had a guide dog, an assistance dog, and then through some kind of treatment you got your sight back...
Mm.
What do you then do with the dog? Because I'm led to believe they're quite paired. Yeah,
I'm doing Undertaker.
They don't. They're paired with an individual person, right? So
right.
Do they just become their dog?
I don't know. Would you give... You'd have to just keep that dog, wouldn't you?
Those guide dogs are amazing.
And how many people recover their sight?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Didn't Mr. Beast give everyone cataract operations?
Did he? He's an interesting
Thousand
character.
People. He's a really Donaldson?
Is it?
Yeah. I think he's a... Bell. I think they're all bells. I think he is the canary in the mine.
He must be gutted that he's
a fellow Donaldson.
The story you've started off there with is that he's cured 1,000 people's cataracts.
Yeah.
And you followed that up by saying you think he's a bellend.
Just a bit. I mean, should 1,000 people not have cataract operations in America for the sake of 1,000? I think it's 1,000.
What do you mean?
Well, they couldn't get cataract operations because America and healthcare out there.
Yeah, but he's unquestionably done a good thing, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, but isn't it all through a charity and stuff? Isn't it all like...
People are very cynical about that, aren't they?
Yeah.
So people would say about, you know, philanthropists. Bill Gates had a meeting recently, didn't he? And
if he's just doing it, but he's getting contact, he's making money out of it, isn't he? He's making money out of doing that.
You say that, but like, if you think about it, and I used to go out with someone who worked in the charity sector, right? And they'd have a lot of anonymous, famous people who say, and she worked for a cancer charity, right? Mm. And a lot of famous people would give their time or give their money anonymously to this cancer charity. It's a very famous cancer charity. It's Marie Curie Cancer Care. And what you'd find is that they'd want to do it anonymously for exactly that reason. But then what the charity would say was, and I think fairly, look, it would be fucking great for the charity and for PR and for awareness if you'd actually come to this event and actually talk a bit about it. And then when they did that, though, the press would hammer them. Oh, you're not talking about your charity work. Oh, yeah, fucking put yourself front and centre. So it's very difficult for them to win.
Would you change the opinion that Mr. Beast, Jimmy Donaldson, would you change your opinion if you saw the artwork for said video?
I don't have his opinion. Yeah, that's a bit nasty. Look at him doing a grin next to them. It's not even a boy who's blind either. That's ridiculous. I don't have an opinion on him. I'm just saying objectively that's a good thing to do, isn't it?
Bag of wank, isn't it? No, it is a good thing to do, but I mean, he's got to make more money out of it than actually it's exploitative, isn't it?
So what you're saying he should have done is just done 1,000 anonymously, never spoke about it again.
Mm.
Cheers.
I know that's his thing, and it's all wound up with a charity sort of thing. It's like paying 25 pence at the Esso petrol station or whatever to, you know, offset someone else's tax. We've talked about this on the show before.
Right. Well, I was going to say, Bill Gates had a little thing,
hustle,
convened a lot of people, a lot of wealthy people, didn't he? Saying that, basically convincing them all to give their money away when they die, which is obviously a good thing.
Yeah, of course it is.
But if you're a 40-year-old billionaire and you're not going to die for another probably 50 years at least because you're a billionaire, just pay your taxes now.
Yeah.
You pay your taxes now, you'll help people right now.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that people are going to go, yeah, but the UK government, where does all the money go? Fucking, I have no idea because I have that question myself a lot of times. It's fucking ridiculous. Nothing works. But the tax system is therefore a reason to help people.
Mm.
And it makes you feel better, doesn't it, saying, oh, big glossy press release. Oh, I've decided to give away 90% of my wealth when I die.
Mm.
Well, great, you'll be fucking dead. Give it away now.
Give it away
by
now.
Fucking paying your tax.
Enjoy it, yeah.
And that guy who got invited to Davos, that Swedish economist, do you remember him? So they must have invited him by accident. Mm. He was this kind of high tax, culturally responsible kind of guy. That was his thing. And he was like a think tank guy, economist or something. And he was up on the panel with all these famous people, big people. I think he might have even been on the panel with George Osborne at the time. Mm. He was Chancellor of Exchequer at Davos. And he popped the whole thing and said, all you people sitting around there feeling great about yourselves, big decision makers and stuff, talking about philanthropy, pay your taxes.
Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room. You're not paying your tax.
I think Martin Lewis was on a podcast and he was saying that, Radio Show, and he was saying, I don't want to sit here and sort of debate increasing tax on the wealthy, but you're not going to be increasing tax on the people who don't pay tax anyway. You know what I mean? Like, if you increase tax on me, I'm wealthy, I will pay more tax.
Yeah.
It's the people who don't pay any tax.
No. I think like the people who earn like a good but not astronomical amount do shoulder, I think it's like a 10% a 10% section in that kind of middle. They're wealthy people. I think they shoulder something like 45% of the overall tax burden.
Mm.
And the people below, it's a lower rate, obviously, but the people above just pay fuck all.
Yeah.
And the big corporations pay fuck all.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. Anyway.
And that's the end of it.
We've got a main event to build up to, Pete. Let's have a quick break. We'll do it when we come back. It's our friend Noah has again sent us another little present.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's the best bit of the Luke and Pete show of the year so far, I think. I know we're only in February, but we're cracking on for March, aren't we? Luke Moore, what's in the box?
Well, Noah, our friend, he's sent us another package. He's, of course, the guy who sent us the battery daddy, which is also here. I cut my finger fucking open on it last time. So
yes.
Carried on doing the show, didn't I, Pete, because I'm a pro.
What a pro.
Noah sent us this letter. He says, hey, Luke and Pete.
Mm.
Glad Pete survived his holiday, quite literally.
Mm.
How are you feeling about that now, in a word or two?
Still not great about it.
Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah.
I hope these drinks arrived intact so you lads can flex on the youth of the UK.
It's worth reminding everyone that, or saying certainly for the record, that his wrapping skills, second to none. I unwrapped every last one of those on Friday. Absolutely amazing stuff.
Yeah, and then also, to be fair, it is addressed to you.
So that's okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thought if it was addressed to me, I'd be fuming.
There you go.
So basically what happened was maybe a month or two ago, Pete said that the best thing he would like to do for 2023 is to make Prime, that in-demand energy drink, run by KSI, and I'm going to say, is it Logan Paul? I was getting mixed up. I think it is Logan Paul.
Yes.
Make it uncool by making it the kind of drink that people of 40-odd years of age, like you and I, would drink.
Turn it into a cup of tea.
Instantly uncool. Mm. Well, Noah has sent us, along with a crude, he says, please enjoy this crude sketch of a turtle. Oi, there's a gag. It's a pear.
It's on there. I really laughed. I was thinking about it over the weekend. It made good. Me chuckle.
He sent us 10 bottles and cans of Prime. Now, I say 10. We're down to 9 because you've already drunk one. And we're supposed to be doing this
I
on the show.
I was very thirsty.
So what flavour have you got?
We had two Ice Pops versions, so I had a little go on that.
Is Rory running the cameras? Are we going to do this on camera as well?
I guess so, yeah.
All right, let's bring the box over to me, because if I lean that way, Pete, I'll be off camera, won't I? No one will be able to see it.
No one will be able to see
it.
And
we don't want that, because I'm a pro and I wouldn't do something like that. So, bring the box around. We've got, for flavours, I mean, you've already drank, what, an Ice Pop?
I've already had an Ice Pop.
I've got Blue Raspberry. By the way, this is exciting, Pete, because this is drinks that people presumably can't even buy here, because they're not able to.
I believe they're very expensive. I think that they have starved the market over here so to artificially inflate. Very much like their colours.
You know what? It's annoying, Pete. Like, we spend all our time just making honest to God, good quality free content.
Mm.
And we don't get the fucking love they get. And they're manipulating people every 5 minutes.
Well, why don't we just come up with a drink that sells Luke and Pete drink?
We should start mugging people off. So what flavour do you want me to drink?
Hot milk.
Hot milk.
It's not hot new milk drink, in a can. Milk in a can, just what? Milk.
Do you remember those cans? Can you still get them where you open it and it heats it up?
And is it barium? Barium? No, that's radioactive. You can't have that in there.
Coffee. It was coffee, right?
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about the metal, the reaction.
How did
that
it
happens.
Work?
It's a really strong chemical reaction. It's the same how you can have like cooked ramen by pressing a button on the bottom or opening it up and it just goes.
Psh, gets seems real like a hot. Bit dangerous.
It does, yeah.
And maybe that's why they don't do it anymore. Right, blue raspberry, strawberry, watermelon, ice pop, lemon lime, tropical punch, orange, or blue raspberry. What do you want me to drink?
I want you to have the blue raspberry.
Oh, you fucking wanker. That's the one I didn't want. I'm going to do it in a can as well so people can hear me open it.
Is that carbonated then, presumably?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Is it? Oh, interesting.
So it's carbonated filtered water, coconut water from concentrate, and then a whole load of fucking chemicals, baby. Only 10 calories per serving, though.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was really sad.
That was a satisfying
fucking
noise.
Yeah, okay.
Clip that. We'll use that again.
Tastes like tastes like an ice pop.
It just does like an ice pop.
You know, the ice pops, the blue ones used to get the melt.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got exactly the ice like pop version. It tastes like that, naturally.
Cheers, guys. We're all drinking Prime, which means we must be pretty cool.
Mmm.
Look at that.
Prime. It's not bad.
There we go. Exactly.
There you go. So
I'm going to sup on this for the rest of the episode.
Clip that. Put that on the, on Twitter.
On the socials.
What do kids use now? TikTok. Put this on TikTok and, nobody will be drinking this by about next week.
No, hopefully not.
I'm a 41-year-old man. I'm currently wearing a heart monitor because of of possibly diagnosed heart issues. And I'm drinking this Ice Pop Prime, and I think it's definitely a drink.
Hi, everyone. I'm drinking the Blue Raspberry Prime. I'm a 42-year-old man who wears clothes that are too young for me.
Mm.
And I've also got a double chin. I love Prime.
I've watched 3 episodes of Grand Designs this week. And I'm having a Prime Ice Pop flavour. Mmm. Hear it all go down.
My favourite football player is Cristiano Ronaldo. And my favourite TV show is Top Gear. I cannot get enough of the lads on Top Gear, and I drink Prime.
I was a linesman for my 11-a-side football side at the weekend because I'm not good enough to get in the side. Prime. It's there.
I almost fell off my line bike today.
Sometimes I go for a wee in the night and I think I'm finished, but then I'll get back to the room and there'll be a little dribble in my pants. Prime.
Hi, I'm Luke. Women look right through me. Have you made it uncool enough yet, Jerkin? Have you got anything else uncool that you've done or think?
I nearly drowned on a recent holiday. Because I'm too weak to handle waves. Prime.
I genuinely think that Carly Rae Jepsen's a good pop artist. All right. I think we've done enough there. We've done enough. All right.
I'm an at-risk group for COVID. Prime. Mmm. You can really taste the 250 milligrams of B-cacas.
Keep doing them. Keep
antioxidants.
Doing them. Oh my
There's a
God.
Lot of electrolytes in here.
So good.
Might affect my heart monitor.
Don't drink any more, Pete.
Contains allergens, tree nuts.
Oh, by the way, What? It can't be a heart problem if you never send the heart monitor back.
Exactly. What if I just throw it in the river?
Think about exactly. Throw it in the river. All right, we should round off with an email, I think. Yeah. We've right. successfully scuppered.
He also sent us some batteries for the battery tank.
Oh, he did actually, yeah.
It doesn't get any better. I think.
Cheers, Noah.
Honestly, Noah does more work for the show than we do.
Simply done batteries. Let me just check if they're a new player.
Yeah. Right.
If they are, I'll put them in the battery, Daddy. Simply done. I'm afraid, Noah, Colin McGough sent those in 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so no!
I'm afraid it's not a new player, but yeah. We do thank you very much for sending us Prime. Same as we thank you for sending us in the battery, Daddy. It's brilliant. Thank you very much. You spent $19.75 just on the postage to send us some Prime drinks. We'll share them around a stacked team.
We will, yeah.
And
they'll be just as uncool as us.
Well, they already probably
are. I did legitimately have the shits for like 5 days in a row last week. Prime.
Why? Because of that?
I don't know. No, it's pre that. I don't know what I'd done, to be honest. It was pre uncooked steak tartare as well, which was weird. So,
yeah. So you had the shits for 5 days straight, and then you drank a load of energy drinks and ate a steak tartare prepared by an unhygienic neighbour.
It wasn't the neighbour, it was a neighbour's friend.
Okay. All right.
I will not have my neighbours. No, dragged through the mud like this, like that steak.
Because you've got to see him again. All right, let's finish with this email from Ben. Ben says, hi guys, I finally thought I'd have something to offer which neatly intersects with some of your recent tropes. Back when I was a young teen, I had a growing collection of Nuts magazines.
Oh,
not quite the porno mags of your discussions, but hopefully you'll grant me some latitude. I acquired them from the local post office. At the time, I thought I was being pretty slick by informing the shop assistant that I enjoyed the sports section with every purchase. But looking back now, I'm somewhat confident he saw through my elaborate ruse. Anyway, as a young teen, I felt I had pretty foolproof stash point for my illicit materials. Straight under the bed, with the occasional mag quickly deposited under the pillow when quick evasive action was required. As the collection grew, I started to become wary of flying too close to the sun, and decided to offload them. It didn't take me long to find a pal who was very keen on the idea of some excellent sports journalism, supplemented by the occasional thought-provoking opinion of a wholesome lass.
Hmm.
And we agreed the transaction would happen later that week on the school bus.
Hmm.
I gathered the collection, remembering the one stashed under my pillow, of course, and smuggled them out of my house, onto the bus, and into the possession of my pal without a hitch.
Hmm.
Or so I thought, until I became aware of a bit of commotion. Upon further investigation, i.e. it was shoved under my nose to much hysteria, there was a post-it note on the cover of the first magazine. To my absolute horror, it read, "Enjoy the read. Love, Mum."
Yes!
She must have found it under the pillow while changing the bedsheets and thought she would offer some genuinely sweet and non-evasive parental support. What she actually did was condemn me to being the butt of about 6 months' worth of torment. I won't go into detail, but kids can be cruel. My family sorted the situation in proper British fashion. We never, ever acknowledged it.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, love the show. Keep up the good work and get Vish back on. Cheers, Ben.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Vish. Vish hasn't done this for ages. Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I think that's lovely. Have you ever been caught... Prime.
I haven't said anything.
Have you ever been caught? You ever been caught with a magazine by your parents?
Don't think so, no.
Yeah.
The most embarrassing thing that happened to me was I was riding, I rode home on my moped from my job on like a Saturday evening or whatever. And the night before, shows you how young I was, I'd been out at a rave at the Opera House in Bournemouth.
Right.
This is the late 90s. Probably like 97-ish. And that was high stakes stuff because we weren't old enough to fucking get into the Opera House in Bournemouth.
Right.
But and it's about a 45 minute.
Oh, let's see, mate. I want to see Madam Butterfly.
And we did go and we did get let in and we stayed there all night. And obviously, I was so young that I think I probably just came home and went straight to work because I was on the dairy shift at Asda at the time.
Yeah.
So I was at 6 o'clock starts, right? Did that. Didn't think much of it. Came back. As I came up the path, it must have been the summer. My mum was standing there fuming, as in like tears fuming.
Oh.
And, excuse me, gosh, that fucking Prime, give me birth. Jesus. And she wouldn't say anything. I was like, what the fuck's happening?
She's so angry, she didn't even want to get into it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she just left something on the side, and it was this little pouch, like a see-through plastic pouch. You could snap the top off of liquid, right?
Right, yeah.
Clear liquid. And she had obviously been through my clothes
and
to
thought
wash
it
them,
was like, yeah.
And she thought it was drugs.
Right, yeah.
It was a free Tommy Hilfiger aftershave sample from outside the club. So I was like, Mum, what's up? She's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I popped it. She was like, oh, don't open it. I'm like, no, it's fucking aftershave.
Yeah, I'm fucking doing it. Yeah. I'm drinking it. I was like, I'm on drugs.
I'm doing it. And I tried to bring it towards my nose and she went straight for behind my ear. little dab on the wrist.
I love that. My mum once did that with a spoon. I was walking around with a spoon just in my mouth. Like for ages.
Oh, you're
all
such
day.
A delinquent. Like, oh, you are so cool.
And my mom, what's that? She grabbed it off me and started smelling it, like looking at it, smelling it like I was eating drugs or something.
Eating
very confusing.
Probably thought you were burning up, my cooking up black tar heroin.
Exactly, yeah. I think my mum's a little bit scared of stuff.
What about grotty magazines, Peter?
Never got caught with grotty magazines, no.
Did just, you get caught when you ejaculated for the first time playing Hero Quest? Did you get caught for that?
No, I remember I almost got caught once, but I did a sort of mad commando roll. I'd broken my elbow, so I had to.
Let's do the Klinsmann dive at football.
Yeah, yeah. I had to do it with my other hand, and my sister was coming through the door, and I sort of did a mad commando roll.
This is weird. What were you doing? The door open with your sister in the house?
It wasn't open. People just fucking in my house seems to think it's okay to just open the fucking door. I could have been doing anything. I was doing anything.
Why do you think a commando roll is going to make that better?
It covered up the filth, covered up the rot. Covered up the issues. What do you mean?
I'm just trying to think of a situation you could be in where you're ready to do a commando role and that sorts it out.
Well, I'm just saying I covered
you just
myself
up. Talk me through
it. Because I was unable to cover myself up because I'd broken my arm.
Yeah.
Right? And so I rolled onto my front and just pretended I was looking under a bed or something.
Oh, yeah, that looks normal. Yeah. You definitely got away with that. Definitely. I mean, that's the most normal thing anyone could do, just suddenly look under the bed.
I was just suddenly looking under the bed, Luke. Yeah, it's fine. Prime.
She walked out saying, oh, at least he's not playing Hero Quest.
At least he's not playing fucking Hero Quest.
All right, you've slowed your laptop, Pete. That must have been a rough off. And it's not even your laptop, is it? Or was that a spare one?
It is a spare one. It's a Chromebook.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Speaking of absolute filth, some of the stuff you've done with that Chromebook, eh?
Oh, lordy.
All right, let's go and enjoy our Prime. We'll share it around the office. Thanks again to our pal Noah Roth. Noah, shout out to you. Yeah. You are Lincoln Nebraska's most, as far as we're concerned, most impressive son.
Correct.
I mean, I literally can't think of anyone else from Nebraska, let alone Lincoln. The only thing I can think of when it comes to Nebraska is the Cinnabon that Saul Goodman ends up working at in Better Call Saul.
Nice, I like it.
It's the only thing I can think of.
Cool.
Thanks very much, Noah. Thanks to everyone listening as well. At Luke and Pete Show on social media. We are hello@lukeandpeteshow.com on the email. Please do spread the word. Please do leave us a review. We would really appreciate it. Until then, we'll see you next time.
I make loud noises when I stand. Prime.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.